Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I don't know about you, but I could use a weekend away, and I'm not alone. AAA predicts that nearly 40 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home this Memorial Day weekend. That would be an 8% jump from last year, approaching pre-pandemic levels. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here. Seth, welcome back.
Good to be here, Peter.
So I said I could use a weekend trip, but really I'm not taking one. I'm going to be home. And you'd think that with gas prices as high as they are, a lot of people would be doing the exact same thing, staying off the roads. But actually, experts are predicting the opposite. Why?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts, Peter. I mean, first of all, we're still coming out of that pandemic. So when you're comparing things to recent years, it's comparing them to some awful times. But there are also some dynamics here that happen no matter what. You would think in general, right, gas prices up would keep people home. Now, with local trips, sure, it might push people onto a bus or a train in town. But when it comes to road trips, families taking road trips, the CEO of a company called Arrivalist, which also tracks and forecasts these things, told me they've found that when gas prices are expensive, people tend to drive more on road trips, trips out of town. Not because gas prices are high, but because airfare is also high at those times as it is right now.
Interesting. We'll get to airfare in just a minute. But first, real quick, what is the national average for gas right now? Because yesterday, driving around my neighborhood, every place I saw was at $5.20 a gallon or more.
Yeah, and that's above the national average, but it's not all that much above it. AAA says $4.60, and that's up from $4.13 a month ago. So what we thought was really high, right, those quaint days of $4.13 gas, that's now a bargain compared to what we're paying now. All states are over $4.
We long for the days of $4.13 a gallon. All right, so that's driving. What about flying? Because here, plane tickets are getting more expensive as well. Sounds like you're saying that might be keeping people away from airports.
The thing, though, is that in terms of airfares, they're really high. And that's because of a couple of reasons. Number one, airlines put fuel in their planes just like we put fuel in our cars. That drives up the price. Pilot shortages are another thing. Airlines have cut the number of flights, the number of seats. That's pushing up airfares. The St. Louis Fed, which tracks this, shows one-way average airfare in the U.S. Approaching $300, up from about $223 a year ago.
So one
that's
way.
Way up to.
Wow. Yeah. So some serious headwinds for airlines. Inflation, one of them. The pilot shortage you mentioned. There's a big unionization effort at Delta. And actually, just this week, environmental groups sued KLM for allegedly covering up their climate change footprint. I mean, look at the industry broadly, Seth. What's the forecast for airlines for the rest of the year?
Well, right now, they still see strong demand and again, very strong pricing, partly because they've cut supply, right? So that pushes it up. So airlines in the U.S. in particular are doing quite well, even with all those headwinds, but they're not immune from broader economic issues. And if we end up here in a recession, especially if it's a recession, meaning lower demand probably alongside continued high fuel prices, well, that could be a double whammy for them that would indeed hit them hard at a time when they're just coming out of that pandemic.
Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Oh, and Seth, I should have asked you, do you have weekend plans? Are you leaving your home?
No, not going anywhere, Peter.
Good call. Thanks very much, Seth.
Take care.